Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It'll be the first new public school building in Boston in more than a decade. Preparations are underway for a modern facility to replace a century-old, academically struggling middle school in Roxbury. But as WBUR's Dolores Handy reports, many in the community are in fact fighting over the upgrade.
It was a ceremonial groundbreaking at the Dearborn School, one of about two dozen Boston public schools housed in buildings more than 100 years old. Last June, city and state officials celebrated the approval of $70 million to tear down the stately building and build a new state-of-the-art public school for grades 6 through 12. Boston School Committee Chairman Michael O'Neill.
Boston is an old city with a proud history, but we also have some of the oldest school buildings in the country, and that presents a challenge as we strive to provide the best education for our students.
The Dearborn's replacement was supposed to house the city's only STEM school for science, technology, engineering, and math, preparing kids for jobs of the future. But in mid-July, a change of plans. The city's school superintendent now proposes that the Dearborn become a K-12 charter school, run for the district by an existing elementary charter school.
I did find out about this in the Globe. This is the district that I serve.
Roxbury City Councilor Tito Jackson is also chairman of the City Council's Education Committee. He says it would be sad if the only way for kids who live near the Dearborn to attend the new school is by winning a citywide lottery for a charter seat.
The issue for me is when you build a new school, it's a big deal. It's a really big deal for a community. And I don't see any other place where we're building a new school and turning it over to a charter. We don't do that.
Interim School Superintendent John McDonough admits he should have told the community his proposal was coming and better explain the reasons why.
My strongest concern regarding the Dearborn was that we have a level 4 school, a turnaround school, that the state has deemed as, prior to this year, making progress, but not sufficient progress, to move out of level 4 turnaround status.
McDonough says he's afraid the Dearborn could be taken over and run by the state, just as the funds have come through to rebuild the school. 2 years ago, two other BPS schools plagued by chronically low MCAS scores were placed into state receivership.
And both the mayor and I have committed that there will never, ever be another Boston public school that is designated as level 5 and placed in receivership by the state.
McDonough says making it an in-district charter school would prevent that, but many residents and education activists are fighting the idea. Some have been working to improve the Dearborn's status through mentoring, weekend tutoring, and other programs, and say the charter proposal blindsided them. Barbara Fields is with the Black Educators Alliance of Massachusetts.
We have a community that fought and put their heart, their souls, their everything into securing a building, a state-of-the-art building for a STEM program. And then, without anyone seeming to know it, it can be snatched from under them.
The Boston Public School Committee will have a public meeting on the charter proposal later this month before a final vote scheduled for September. Meanwhile, another fight is brewing to block any plans to rebuild the Dearborn School. Those critics cite the building's historical value. Nadine Riggs grew up in Roxbury.
It's a beautiful building. I mean, from the front, it looks like, you look at the lines, it looks like a coliseum. You don't see architecture like this anymore. And this is a historical district, and we want to keep our historical building.
The Dearborn was built in 1912 as a high school for girls, teaching them cooking, sewing, nursing, and other practical arts. Some opponents argue there's no land for athletic fields and other modern facilities. They're collecting signatures for a petition to save the building and plan to take their fight to Mayor Walsh and Governor Patrick. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.